My guest today on the school report is Garaway 7 to 12 principal Tom Haas. Mr. Haas, hi there. How are you?
I'm doing well, Michael. Thank you for asking.
Absolutely. So there's a lot of exciting things going on at Garaway. One of the things that just happened over the course of the past year was the building of the Student Wellness Center in the back. And I understand that Garaway is working to include student fitness throughout the school day. Explain how that is working.
So I've got our teacher, Matt Oliver, that is going to be, he's heavily involved in that. And we've been thrilled to bring this into our academic program through this year. I will lean into him to kind of let him kind of fill into that.
Yeah, no, thank you, Michael. I think the biggest thing that we've been able to do, kind of like, you know, the vision for it is the I think of the term fitness literacy. You know, when you think about reading, very important, vital to be literate, right? To be able to read. But how do we take that from, you know, in this wellness center, how do we make every student fitness literate? To where, you know, everybody's on a different track. Maybe their destination might be to participate in a sport collegiately, or maybe it's even just to learn how to move, to learn how to do kind of the basics. So, yeah, so we have incorporated self-paced fitness classes that have been going off incredibly. We have an application that we've been using, kind of integrating some technology out there where students are basically at the beginning of the semester, able to kind of pick their track, maybe that fitness track and journey. Again, in the fitness world, everybody's on a totally different journey. So we kind of pick that destination on the front end and then kind of use this tech application to kind of fill in the stops along the way, I guess, for lack of a better term. So it's really been cool to see students start to take risks, but then even just learn, okay, so if I show up at a gym, what would I even be able to do? And I think I really come back to that term, fitness literacy, helping kids just be literate from a fitness and wellness standpoint.
Now, explain how fitness literacy benefits the students during the school day, outside of the classroom and in the classroom.
No, absolutely. I think Thomas Jefferson has a quote, and he always said that physical activity and exercising is as important as reading, if not even more important, because if you're not healthy, if you're not able to breathe, to move, to do all those things, how beneficial is the reading? So I think what it does is I think it gives students a chance to kind of pause throughout the day, to move a little bit, to kind of push themselves and to enjoy. It needs to be a fun atmosphere too, you know, where they're working with a partner, working with their peers, but then pushing each other. And just honestly, I think a sense of confidence too, confidence in their self for being able to really do something hard, then gives them a chance to kind of reset throughout the day before they then would kind of go to their academic courses.
That leads me into my next question. So is this more like do it when you can, or is this like an organized class, like a period? Like, for example, fifth period, we go to the wellness center and work out. How does that work during the school day?
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And that's a great question. So the application that we use, it's called PLT4M. And essentially what it does is if you have a fitness goal, you name it, and we can find a program for somebody. So this happens during class. So kind of the setup, I guess, students come down, we do a group warm up. Again, the classes are very diverse in the sense of I might have a student who is an elite athlete alongside students who maybe have never stepped foot in the wellness center. So I kind of tried to create a culture and an atmosphere that's safe, one that students feel they're willing to take risks. So we do a group warm up together, and then we kind of all go out into the wellness center and students follow their fitness plan that's designed for them. And on each of the application, the plans, there are videos that go along with the different exercises. There are goals and benchmarks that they can set for themselves. There are percentages where somebody's doing a certain lift, it'll kind of show them the exact amount of sets and reps. But there's even the whole way down to yoga, students that are interested in how do I incorporate movement into my day and get a little more flexible. So it's very diverse groups, but there are pockets to where students are able to work collaboratively, then I guess is the term, with peers in the class. So I hope that answers your question there.
Yeah, and also, is this something that is going to be offered in like the course book, or is this a co-curricular activity? How does this work? And can like kids say, oh, next year I want to take one of these classes? Or is this more along the line, hey, it's kind of an extra program?
So this is in our course curriculum. Students can sign up for this, and they could also do it as an extra program if they can't put it in their schedule. So what I mean by that is The gym is open before school and after school for some strength conditioning, to where Mr. Oliver is also our strength conditioning coach. So he is also able to step in at certain time intervals Monday through Friday to help students out if they're not able to fit it in their schedule. However, they could sign up for this in their regular course curriculum schedule. So that way they earn some fitness credit and they continue that growth along the lines. And that more of that individualized growth is what this focus of this class would be.
As we get closer to the end of the year, lots of stuff is coming up, and I understand you want to highlight some students.
Anytime I get a chance to highlight some of our students, they're doing exceptional things inside and outside of our building. For example, Ronan Chismar, only 15 years old, reached the rank of Eagle Scout and Boy Scout. That's incredible at 15 to be able to reach that. And then we also had senior Ava Starner. She's the first Garaway bowler to ever make it to state. So we are very proud of her accomplishments throughout this bowling season. And we really have a lot of exceptional students, and I'm always proud to highlight things they're doing both in and out of the building.
Absolutely. Any last things you want to draw attention to, maybe important dates that parents need to know before we wrap up?
Just look forward to having them every day in school that we can. So no more snow days, hopefully. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been kind of a weird year, huh?
Absolutely.
Mr. Oliver and Mr. Haas, thank you so much for spending a couple of minutes with us, and we look forward to hearing from you soon. We're almost done with the school year.
Thanks for having us, Michael. Yep.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. My guest today on the School Report has been Garaway 7-12 Principal Tom Haas and Strength and Conditioning Coach Matt Oliver on the School Report on WKLM.